baby, look here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the, oh, all right. Well, here it is.
Okay. Have you ever heard look here used in a reprimanding way?
Yeah.
Now look here. Mm-hmm. Something like that. Okay. All right, if you want to know how many times about something, you say, let's say that a fellow goes to town, you would say how.
How many times do you go to town?
Or maybe in one word, how do you go to town?
How often do you go to town?
Okay. All right, if somebody says, well, I'm not going to vote for Jimmy Carter for president, and you agree with him, you might say, well, am I?
So am I? Wait a minute, I'm trying to say, you say you agree with him?
Yeah.
I agree, okay.
Okay, would you say maybe neither am I?
Oh, well, fine, yeah. Neither am I, okay.
Neither am I, okay. All right, a couple of few parts of the body. You call this part of your body your
forehead. Go ahead.
Okay. And then this stuff that you cut occasionally.
Yeah.
Yeah, and if it grows on your face.
Yeah.
Ever heard that referred to as anything else?
Well, after a while, whiskers, and when they get a little longer, okay.
Okay. And this, you can hardly see it, but the hair is...
Yeah.
Which one is it?
Hmm?
Which one?
Left ear?
Yeah, this is the...
Right ear, okay.
Okay. And this is my...
Your mouth.
Okay. What about this part right here?
It's the neck.
Okay, and you might get something caught in your... when you try to swallow.
Throat.
Okay. What about the part here that bobs up and down?
Adam's apple.
Ever heard that called anything else?
Goozle or something of this nature.
Goozle?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right, I have... all these are my...
teeth.
All right, one of them.
Tooth.
Okay, and the fleshy part?
Gum.
Okay. This is my...
hand.
Okay, I have two...
hands.
Okay, this part of it is the...
palm.
That I make a...
fist.
I have two...
fist.
Okay. You might say that when people get old, they complain that they're getting stiff in their...
joints.
Mm-hmm. And the upper part of a man's body is his...
chest.
Okay. And this whole thing is my...
leg.
Okay, and that's my...
foot.
Okay, and I have two...
feet.
All right. This part of the leg right here, what would you call? Might bruise your...
a shin.
Okay. And what about this part of your body right here? You might say you had to squat down on your...
haunches.
Haunches. Okay. What about if someone's been sick for a while, but he's up and about now, but you might say he still looks a bit...
weak.
Looks a bit weak. Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you ever heard that called anything else?
I've heard the term poorly used.
Poorly.
Mm-hmm.
You ever heard peaked?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Or puny maybe?
Oh, puny.
Okay. What about, how would you describe a man who's very big and muscular and can lift heavy weights? You'd say he's very...
strong.
Strong. Would you ever describe him as stout?
Nope.
Meaning strong? Okay. If a person who always has a smile on his face and never loses his temper, you say he's mighty?
Happy, jovial.
Okay. Would you ever say good-natured?
Good-natured.
What about somebody like a teenager at a certain time in his life seems to be all arms and legs, you know, just stumbling over everything? You say
lanky.
Yeah. Did you ever say he's mighty awkward?
Awkward.
Awkward, okay. What about a person who keeps on doing things that just make absolutely no sense at all? You say he's just a plain...
fool.
Okay. Is that a pretty strong term?
It is.
Okay. What about a person who has a lot of money and likes to hang on to it? You call him a...
miser.
Miser. Anything else?
Miser. Nothing. I can't think of anything else.
You ever heard a person like that called a tightwad?
Tightwad.